Many prisons offer education classes for inmates looking to get their GEDs or even take some college-level courses. At Juneau's Lemon Creek Correctional Center, a small group is studying Latin, a language that's been dead for centuries. KTOO's Adeline Baxter takes us inside the prison to meet the Latin scholars of Lemon Creek.
Visitors to Lemon Creek Correctional Center pass through three locked gates. You surrender your phone, keys, pretty much everything but your ID. Once you pass through the final door, you're locked in with 200 inmates.
I call them my captive audience.
Jim Hale has taught writing at Lemon Creek for about 4 years. Over time, he grew closer with some of his more dedicated students, and a few months ago, one of them approached him with an unusual request. Would he consider teaching Latin? Hale learned Latin years ago as a graduate student studying Renaissance literature, but he hesitated. His Latin was rusty, and why would anyone want to learn a dead language, let alone in prison?
The one thing about Latin is you'll see anybody who's been to jail or has to deal with legal process, you see a lot of Latin words a lot of people are not understanding.
That's Lowell Ford, the inmate who made the request. He's had enough experience with legal proceedings to recognize certain Latin phrases, but he says that's not why he asked Hale to teach the class. Since joining the writing class 4 years ago, Ford has worked hard to improve his style. But he's a perfectionist, constantly editing and revising his work, never quite feeling satisfied with it. He likes to write as concisely as possible, which makes choosing his words carefully very important.
With no grasp of Latin, then the grasp of English seems to be kind of fleeting and you lose where the word came from or where what the word truly is supposed to mean.
In the writing classroom, Hale peppers his lectures with discussions of Latin etymology. He's always told his students that understanding the original meaning of the words you want to use is the only way to really get across what you want to say in writing. Knowing that, he said yes. The former professor and freelance writing instructor even bought the Latin textbooks out of pocket.
So as a way of honoring our friendship, you know. And then he found other guys that wanted to do it.
The class meets weekly for an hour in the prison library. On the day I sit in, they're examining a poem about Dido, Queen of Carthage. Prison policy means I can't record the group, but I follow along as four men in faded yellow jumpsuits take turns translating lines of text into English. Ford says the vocabulary is particularly tricky. So much of English evolved from Latin, but so did the meaning of many words.
When you're memorizing the Latin original words, sometimes the English words try to superimpose themselves over the Latin origination words.
For instance, the word fact and fiction come from two Latin words that mean the same thing.
Ford says he spends more than an hour each night going over vocabulary and conjugation. He's been reading the Aeneid in his spare time.
It's like learning how to spell for a spelling bee. You take a list of words and you repeat them numerous times, and then you write them and you write them and you write them.
They don't spend much time on pronunciation. Latin hasn't been spoken as a native language for more than 1,000 years, after all. The goal is simply to understand the text they study. Hale says teaching the class forced him to revisit a subject he never thought he'd study again.
It's an old axiom that you never really learn a subject until you have to teach it, you know, and I feel like I'm learning Latin again with the guys, you know.
Ford has been at Lemon Creek for about 6 years. He's not due for release until 2020. He's 39 now, and he knows learning new languages will only get harder. But he's grateful for the opportunity.
It makes a section of time that would normally not have much value for me turn into something that can be positive.
The class may go on hiatus later this summer while Hale's out of town, but Ford said he plans to continue practicing alone and with his classmates. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.